The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. On one occasion, our Lord said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself." Sometimes people ask me, they say, "Father, when you're celebrating Mass, why do you elevate the Blessed Sacrament longer than normal? Why do you have an extended elevation?" And above all, it's because of our Lord's words, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself." That I have no doubt that in that moment he is fulfilling those words until the end of time, working in hearts in a hidden way that we cannot see. Why does the church recommend that a crucifix be at the center of the church above the tabernacle? Because our Lord said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself." But why in that moment does our Lord draw all things to himself? What is it that people are most attracted to? To beauty. Because there was no time in his life where he was more beautiful than when he was hanging on the cross. Because there was no greater manifestation of love. And there is nothing more beautiful in the universe than love itself. It is love that attracts. Our Blessed Mother Mary never found her Son more beautiful than when she gazed upon him hanging on the cross. It was then that she was most drawn to him. Then what happens the more we give ourselves to Our Lady, the more she leads us to her Son on the cross. Not too long ago, reading about Blessed Charles de Foucauld, I recalled coming upon this instant in his life. Charles de Foucauld was a man who dedicated his entire life to the Eucharist. After his conversion, he would spend hours and hours every day contemplating Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. He became a hermit. When he was a young man, he was a playboy. He had entirely left his Catholic faith that he'd grown up with, and he lived a very dissolute life. In fact, in his own words, he says, "I was so completely selfish, so completely vain, so completely irreligious and utterly given over to wickedness that I was one step away from insanity. At that time in my life, I thought I would give God one last chance, even though I wasn't sure he believed. And so I started to visit a Catholic church, and I would just come through the doors and say, 'My God, if you exist, let me know you. You have to let me know.' And on one occasion, I came into the church, and it was in the middle of Mass, and the priest was consecrating the host. And as he elevated the host, I made that same prayer, 'My God, if you exist, you have to let me know you.' He never revealed what happened in that moment, but the people who heard him and saw him witnessed him fall down on his knees and say, 'My God, you are real.' And he said, in a single instant, 'My heart was touched and I believed.' The Eucharist, until his death, dominated his entire life." The cross is the source of every grace for all time. Even before our Lord came, it was in view of the cross that grace was given to the world. In that moment, he gave us his mother. In that moment, He gave us divine sonship. In that moment, He gave us mercy. And the more we enter into the mystery of the cross, the more we embrace Mary as our mother, the more we become His sons and daughters and are filled with His mercy. And I want to close with this. Words from St. Thérèse of Lisieux and St. Francis of Assisi. St. Thérèse said, "Is there any greater joy than to suffer for love of you?" St. Francis said, "I found happiness and joy on earth only in suffering," because they had discovered the mystery of the cross. We ask for that same grace today.